Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined, with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Second hour of Speed Freaks. Thank you guys for being a part of it. The website, speedfreaks.tv. We're on Twitter at Speed Freaks. Facebook, we're there for you. How about a big old long form email? Pitcrew@speedfreaks.tv. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. Did you miss any of the first hour? Go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Coming up this hour, we got James Young from Styx. They got a new record coming out this month, and we talked to James Young about that. And dude's a big-time hot rod fan. So James Young of Styx is going to be joining us. And Johnny Rutherford will be here in the Freak Nation. Big news coming out of his camp for this year's Indy 500, teaming up with McLaren and Fernando Alonso. So now joining us here in the Freak Nation, the Lucas Oil Studios, is the legend Mario Andretti. And before there was Mario Andretti, what did the parents say to their kids when they were going fast in the car? Because that's what, you know, my parents were saying to me, Kenny, who the hell do you think you are, Mario Andretti? What did parents do back in the 50s, maybe early 60s, before there was Mario Andretti?
Probably, who do you think you are, Crash Gladys?
Oh,
yeah, that had to be.
Did you say, like, Fangio, or what'd you say?
She's been around forever, you know.
When you were speeding around in a car as a teenager, how did your parents tell you to slow the hell down?
We did it without their knowledge. You know, my brother and I, Aldo and I, had a 57 Chevy, which really was the car of the moment back then in 57, 58. And my dad used to look at the speedometer. He didn't want to see too many miles on the car. So in those days, we used to just disconnect the speedometer. So after the weekend, you know, we'd be gallivanting all over the place. And after the weekend, he'd go over and look at the thing and only had 3 miles. You know, he said, man, these kids are good. I mean, they really take care of this car, you know, no mileage. So, you know, we had a way to just be able to take care of dad, you know, and so he would like us.
We're coming up 2 years away from your 50th anniversary of your 1969 win here at the Indy 500. And because of that, because of last year's 100th anniversary of the 500, a bunch of things. There's been a lot of specials done with you, Mario. And I've learned that you and your brother Aldo, you were a bit troublemakers when you came to America. And that's just one little story. Give us something else.
Well, again, Aldo and I obviously had this dream and we were going to race no matter what. And I knew that my father was not going to approve it. So we were underage at the time, and we just had to do it and just fly under the radar. And the thing that actually protected us was the language barrier, because we started racing 4 years after we arrived in America. And, you know, our English was pretty good already, because even in school in Italy, we had 3 years of English, so it helped. But my dad, you know, he was not quite there, so his boss would go up to him, hey, so your kids are winning some races and that. And he thought that the guy was praising him for his work. So we got away with it, you know. But, and later he became, you know, the staunchest fan. But at the beginning, he just, you know, if you're not a race fan, like he certainly was never until later, all you heard about is fatalities in those times. And unfortunately, there were too many of those, and because of that, he figured, you know, you do something like that, it's just going to bring you back in a body bag. And so as a father, you know, if he could stop it, he would have. But by the time that he came aware of all this, we were old enough to do it.
Mario, what made your parents flip? What made them change and allow you and your brother Aldo to race? Some parents never do that until they find out that their kids are good at what they say they want to do, and it keeps the kids from having to break the parents' rules. What made your parents change?
Well, true. I mean, it's, you know, we had really a very auspicious beginning, Aldo and I both. And unfortunately, Aldo did not have much luck in the very last race of the first season. He was very seriously injured, and he had to take a sabbatical, actually, for the following year. But I was the fortunate one, kept going. And you know, my dad, all of a sudden, once I was 21, he figured, you know, okay, now I can't stop him anymore. He started going to Aldo and say, hey, how's Mario doing? And then, but then Aldo was racing again. And then he come to me and said, how's Aldo doing? You know, so so actually what's funny is that in 1964, when I got my first break to drive a champ car, which was finally at the top level of IndyCars, it was in Trenton, New Jersey. And my very first race, I had never raced at Trenton. And it was a car that actually Troy Ruttman had driven before I did. You know, and so, anyway, he expected, oh, yeah, kid's going to go out there, he's going to win. So I finished a pretty credible ninth. And he came over and said, yeah, he did okay today, you know. But, you know, he thought I was going to, so, you know. Yeah, he said, okay, you know, you did all right, but, you know.
Mario Andretti joining the Freaks. You look at what the drivers are doing today, and we've talked to a number of guys from your generation who tend to bitch and moan about how easy it is for drivers to drive Indy cars nowadays. What's Mario Andretti's take on that?
Well, obviously, you know, the equipment is capable. If you're doing 230 miles an hour, you know, the equipment is capable of doing that. Today, you know, I've done 232 miles an hour in practice here, you know, in 1994, you know, but in those days we had the horsepower, but this corner speed was obviously not there. We didn't have the downforce. Now there's so much downforce, and you think it's easier, but I tell you what, to really go fast, you have to trim the car out to the point that you're driving it. Believe me, I take nothing away from today's racers. Like I said, times evolve, times change. Of course they do. You know, but the human element in the car is still very much the same. When you're going to take it to the limit, you take it to the limit. And that spells, you know, you go beyond that, spells disaster, if you will. I mean, we've seen here just a very experienced driver like, you know, Sebastian Bourdais, who's out there, and he just, the car let go on him, and the slightest correction is an overcorrection. I mean, you think you should have known, but, you know, things happen so quickly. And so give these guys credit. Believe me, I'm driving a two-seater. I'm, you know, reaching a 200-mile-an-hour range with that thing now. And, you know, I know what we're talking about. And again, it's the limit is the limit. And by all means, give these guys credit.
Is there any comparison, Mario, between the car of the 90s and the car of today? Both are going about the same speeds now, but they seem like they're very different.
Well, yes, very easily. I mean, you like it if the car feels good. You know, it's that simple. I don't know how else to put it. Yeah, you know, it's a race driver has a feel. That's one thing that I even, you know, said to Fernando Alonso when he got here. I said, trust your butt, you know. You're a race driver, and if it feels right, you go fast. If it doesn't, don't. You know, and it's the same. I know that when I moving around myself from discipline to discipline, and the cars were like you know, apples to orange. But still, when you got in that car, it either if it felt right, you went and you potentially won. If it didn't, you didn't. So the feel is the same.
You know, that's kind of what we do in radio, Kenny. Trust your butt. You know, make sure that, you know, if your butt's good, then the radio will be good.
Sometimes I talk from my butt, and it actually sounds better than coming out of my pie hole.
We all do that from time to time.
Yeah, well, I was talking to, again, a couple of your good friends back in the day, and we were thinking about ways how we could put some more butts in the stands. And if you go back into the day, when my dad would get off his radio gig in Oklahoma, then in Dallas, he'd go out to the dirt track or drag strip. And it would be about boobs, barbecue, and booze. Do we need more boobs, barbecue, and booze?
Well, I guess all of that would help. I mean, it's a formula that, as old as it is, will always work. You know, but at the same time, I think I Yeah, I've been preaching, and the series is really picking up on this finally that, you know, it's about the series. It's not just about Indianapolis. Indianapolis will always be the crown jewel, but I think IndyCar has to start really, really talking about the champions of the series, build the series itself. And, you know, not enough of our fan base really know who our real champions are, let alone Indianapolis win. Champions, season champions, national champions. You know, like I get in, you know, introduced, you know, 1969, Indianapolis, what the hell? I mean, I'm four-time national champion. You know what I mean? It's a championship, really. Let's get on with that. Indianapolis will always be at the forefront, you know, but it's the series champion. And as you build up the series, Indianapolis benefits, the sport in general benefits. And the fan base obviously will finally get to know our drivers, which today the product, I'm telling you, you know, the product is good as I've seen it. You know, the depth, what else you want? Again, you know, the product is there.
Mario, when a driver like Fernando Alonso, a two-time F1 champion, when he comes to the United States, does he speak to you as Mario Andretti, the Formula One champion, the IndyCar champion, the Indy 500 champion, or just the respect of a champion driver?
We're just racers, you know, and that's what we pride ourselves with. I like to think that when we talk about anything, about driving, whatever, we know we're, you know, each one understands the other. So there's not a lot that needs to be said to someone that's as accomplished as Fernando. But he has some of the pertinent questions, obviously. He's experiencing something different, something new. But at the same time, I've seen him just really slide in there, you know, with the best of ease and comfort and really confidence. You could see that. He's very tranquil, and the thing that actually impressed me the most is the fact is how quickly he's got in the correct line through the track. He's taking advantage every inch properly, right from the beginning, and I said, that's a racer.
Can the same be said about Kurt Busch when he jumped in that IndyCar?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Kurt, I think here again, you know, he came to the team, they gave him every tool possible, you know, with information. Michael has a very clear policy of an open book, you know, between all the teams. You can look at anybody's worksheet and know what your, you know, your teammate is doing. I mean, that's precious, precious, precious. So for someone from the outside coming in like Kurt did and now Fernando, gosh, is that, you know, unbelievable. You know, it's you can ultimately, you know, you have a setup, and naturally you're going to try to, you know, to tweak it so to your liking. But you're starting with something that's basic. It's solid. It's good. And that's a wonderful feeling in itself. So a lot of these, what Michael, you know, my son, but what he's providing for anyone like that is luxury, believe me, when it comes to motorsports. And so I think he's here with a good team. And, I mean, let's face it. I mean, his performance speaks for itself. I mean, if any of the doubters have said, well, gosh, you know, what's he doing? What is he doing there? And this and that. You know what? His performance justifies the move in itself. And looks like, you know, McLaren themselves, you know, they're backing him up because they want to see some smile for him that they haven't been able to really give him the type of equipment that is worthy of him. And they know that. They know that very well. You know, so they're giving him this opportunity. And, you know, hopefully he'll go back and then they'll probably have some upgrades, you know, on their own car that will finish out the season properly for him, you know, where he's going to have a smile in the Formula One. But meanwhile, this could really be a very shining part of his season.
Mario Andretti joining the Freaks. As always, great insight. But more importantly, he gets to share some of his Andretti. There's no wine here. Where the hell is it? Holmes?
After five.
After five, we're going to get some of that tasty red from Andretti Vineyards. Mario, as always, hopefully you enjoyed it about as half as much as we enjoyed this.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And coming up next at the Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios, Styx got a new record coming out June 16th. It's called The Mission. Original guitarist James Young, he joins us. That's next. Also coming up later this hour, three-time Indy 500 champion Johnny Rutherford here in the Freak Nation. It's all coming up, Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, cat owners, stop killing the earth. Yeah, you heard me right. You've done angelic work by rescuing cats from death row. Now do your part to save the planet. Dump your old clay litter, part of 8 billion pounds of waste clogging up landfills yearly, and go to catspotlitter.com. Order the all-natural, all-organic cat spot litter. It's made of 100% coconut, it's long-lasting, it eliminates odors, and only weighs 5 pounds. Oh, and delivered to your door for just $15 a month with free delivery. Hello. Look, unlike old, dusty, heavy clay litter that we're so used to, Cat Spot Litter's work is not over when the litter box needs to be changed. When your Cat Spot Litter has run its course, you dump it in your garden, your lawn, compost it. It contains natural nutrients and absorbs water. You've saved a cat's life. Now go save the planet at catspotlitter.com. Your cat will thank you, and the planet thanks you. Organic, odor eliminating, and just 15 bucks a month. Catspotlitter.com.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperatures, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
He's hiding a car.
It's time for you and your boys to get out of town. Left foot.
Right foot.
Left foot. Stop. Twitch your eyes so they think you're crazy.
If you walk the walk, you talk the talk. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico.
Hide the eyes.
It's what you do.
Show them real slow.
The Boca Raton Cougars, the Las Vegas Hookers, and the Arizona Pricks got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the Lexington Studs or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, made with the highest quality 100% cotton available, and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind the scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
coming up in just moments. His name is J.Y. James Young, original guitarist from Styx, is going to be joining us.
And James Young himself is a Motorhead.
Yeah.
He's hung out with Shirley Muldowney, the first three-time champion. Oh, yeah, by the way, she's female. The first three-time champion in Top Fuel NHRA.
Yeah. And which, by the way, this guy is incredible. His history involved in jet propulsion and jet aviation, his studies in space and technology.
He has an aerospace degree, doesn't he?
It's incredible.
Not
yeah.
University of Illinois, but Illinois Institute of Technology.
So why not? He joins us now here in the Freak Nation. James Young, J.Y. from Styx, one of the founding members of Styx, joining the Freaks. Got a new record coming out June 16th. It's called The Mission. The single Gone, Gone, Gone came out earlier. But J.Y. joined the Freaks on Fox Sports 910. And out of the gate, James, we've got the Indy 500, Daytona 500, the U.S. Nationals for drag racing.
All the Super Bowls of motorsport.
What would be, okay, good call, Crasher. What would be the Super Bowl for you and Styx?
Well, I mean, Madison Square Garden, I suppose, is, I think, you know, in New York City, if you make it there, you can make it anywhere. And we did headline Madison Square twice or three times, actually, back in our heyday. And we haven't been back there in the new millennium, but Madison Square Garden is great. You know, it kind of is just the place to play because it's right in the center of downtown New York City.
James Young, guitarist, founding member of Styx, joining the Freaks. Where did this love for motorsports, drag racing, come in to play with your love for music?
I mean, as to me, you know, the Beach Boys of, you know, She's Real Fine, My 409. Daddy Took the T-Bird Away, all, yeah. You know, a little old lady from Pasadena. I mean, all those cars kind of resonated with a love of motor cars and kind of the crazy, wacky drawings of Big Daddy, Ed Ross and stuff like that. I've spent a lot of time with my virtually no visual art skills, but I'd be drawing those crazy, trying to redraw those cars that I'd seen in the magazines and what have you. But, you know, I mean, rock and roll is loud and gaudy and, certainly drag racing is, you know, it's step on the gas and let's go, and I think they go together.
James, let's see. We talked this week with Mario Andretti and Johnny Rutherford about some things that are maybe hindering motorsports in today's day, and they talked about how guys just aren't changing their oil at themselves anymore. They're not souping up their cars like they did back in the day, kind of like you just referenced with the Beach Boys songs.
Yeah.
Is that a problem, you think, in society in general right now? I want a musician's point of view on this, not a motorsports point of view.
Well, you know, I think we're so overloaded with sporting events from across the globe. I mean, you know, we were narrow with baseball and you know, NFL football when I grew up. And then, to me, there was motorsports. NBA basketball, I really didn't even think about it until the Bulls were contending in the late 70s.
Huh.
You know, I mean, cars were just, you know, they were part of the American experience, and it was just for young men, you know, to, you know, when you see the guys that are 10 years older, you know, drag racing down the street like they're not supposed to, and it seemed like it's kooky, lend me your comb, come on.
James Young, Styx joining the Freaks. James, maybe Crash is right. It's kind of crazy that kids can go out and just shred a guitar on a video game, but you put a real guitar in their hands, and they're lost.
Well, I remember watching in black and white television, watching the Daytona 500 when they were running on the sands of the beach. Fireball Roberts.
Oh, my.
And, you know, I was a kid, but, you know, I just love that stuff. But now it's so available, and it's everything is really too available. I think it's reached saturation, and you know, people, you know the biggest movies now you can get on your 4K TV, and it looks almost as good as, you know, if you have a home theater. You don't even need a home theater for a couple grand. You don't need to go to the cinema anymore, and so I think people are spoiled.
James Young, Styx, is in the Speed Freaks pits. James, you've got a new album, The Mission, coming out June 16th. The first release, Gone, Gone, Gone. But it's been 15 years since the last new music from Styx. Two questions. Why did it take you so long to come out with something new? And when do you realize that new music is necessary?
Well, I mean, in our heyday, you know, everybody, you put a record out and you went and toured behind the record, and that's how you made a name for yourself. That's how you got known. That's how the music got known, and that's how you built relationships at different radio stations across the country. But then ultimately in the 80s, when music television came, they became the tail that wagged the industry dog. And when they decided to go from the big hair bands, the Warren Wingers and Slaughters, of the, and even my buddies Def Leppard, at the end of the 80s, and then it was Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and what have you, and all of a sudden there was a whole group of bands, including my colleague Tommy Shaw at that point, who was with Ted Nugent and Damn Yankees. I mean, they had been very successful with their records in the early 90s. It just was Warner Brothers saw the writing on the wall with the, you know, MTV's not playing the stuff, so there's no future there, so they bought them out of their deal and just said, we're going to commit to what MTV is doing. And ultimately, there's no way for us to get new music out there. We put new music out a few times in the 90s and then once again, twice again maybe, in the early of the new millennium. And we can't get arrested at radio because this radio formatics have changed and it's all geared towards a younger demo, let's say. So we just stopped making records and started making great concert videos of our performances, because we had a new lineup and there was some great young talent in the band and let people know what this band was all about, and really threw our energy at that. So we kind of, well, 2 years ago, we kind of ran out of stuff we felt was worthwhile making into a concert video. We'd taken our biggest records and done them in their entirety and done the hits here and the hits there and live at Red Rocks. And eventually, you know, it just seemed like it's been a long time, and Tommy got very inspired and started writing, and we just said, hey, you know, let's do it. So I think we felt it was kind of pointless after 2003 to do a record, but we're at the point now where we're creative artists and not just concert performers, although I do love concerts, and the studio is a grind to really come up with great stuff. But I think we've done it this time, and we're proud of this, and it's out there, and we're doing our very best to make people aware of it.
Founding guitarist J.Y., James Young of Styx, joining the Freaks, and you look at the title of this new record, The Mission, and then you hear really where you got your degree and where your passion was in regards to space and that type of technology, and now you see where this conceptual, cinematic epicness of this album is coming from. Is this more of James Young than anybody else in this album?
The crazy thing is that, I mean, I'm the guy that, Dennis Young, my former colleague, was the one that wrote the bulk of Come Sail Away. Tommy and I definitely contributed pieces to it. And my contribution was to say, well, why don't we, at the end, have the sailing ship turn into a spaceship? and everyone thought that was kind of a cool idea, and the wonderful, wacky, crazy, serendipitous thing that happened was that came out in 77, and unbeknownst to us, Star Wars and Close Encounters of the Third Kind were coming out that same year. So we had the kind of the theme song for Outer Space with Come Sail Away in 77, and those other two movies, it took off. So that's by far our biggest seller, maybe double of anything else, 6 million of that one, and we had three million sellers after that right in a row. But it... you know, so we've done enough space, and me with my, I've had some other songs that had to do with outer space earlier in our career.
Right.
And I just felt if I came with something like that, I mean, I've been spending a lot more time looking inward, which is something I didn't do when I was younger. I guess I'm becoming more, perhaps, just looking at different aspects of life. And, but the fact that my colleague Tommy Shaw, who was the last one I would have considered doing something like this, came up with it. But really use it as a vehicle to write songs about the human experience on planet Earth now. You know, I celebrated it, but I had nothing to do with, you know, because I felt I would have been shot down immediately if I brought up anything even new. Like, is that all you can come up with? So but the fact that my partners came up with it, I'm of course, I jumped right on board and ran with it. So
his name, James Young, Styx James Young, joining the Freaks. When you guys collaborate, and again, Crasher and I, we've been a part of music, we've been a part of motorsports and sports in general. The collaborative effort between a team or a band or a race team is incredible because there are so many personalities. But as you get older, those personalities just, I don't want to say fade, but the edges seem to fall off. Is that what's happened with you guys and Styx?
Well, we had a bunch of characters, and two of the five of them no longer walk the face of the earth. Right. God rest their souls. And so the band, we've got replacement parts that sort of come out. So in a way, we've evolved partly just because we had to replace certain people. And we replaced them with home run hitters, who are just great, greatly talented in a variety of different ways. And I think this is the first time we've really captured our ability to utilize their talents and along with our songwriting skills, that they brought some of their own as well. So we've continued to evolve, and perhaps maturity shaves off the rough edges of some of us. and when we feel like we're mature, I'll give you a call.
I was just going to say, who's mature?
Right?
I don't want to grow up.
But that's right, James. You get those younger guys in there that haven't been a part of Styx over the last 40-plus years. Did you find yourself wanting to pull in the reins on them, or did you say, hey, man, let's just go at this open arms?
Let those young guns run. That's all about it.
James Young, it's a great record coming out middle of June. This first single was released a while ago, Gone, Gone, Gone.
It's incredible how much of a Motorhead this guy really is. I'm loving it.
It's awesome. James Young with Styx joining the Freaks. Well, thank you, buddy.
All right, you guys. Thank you.
Rise up and seize the day. Blue sky, we're on our way. You know it. Our system set to go. This is the big show. Believe it.
Feel that pressure. Next to the Freak Nation, three-time Indy 500 champion Johnny Rutherford joins us here in the Freak Nation. And Papa John's making a whole lot of noise like they shouldn't be. What am I talking about? We'll explain next in Not Much Motorsports, Speed Freaks Pits, and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
To provide guidance to mankind.
Huge fun this weekend at the Southern Ohio Forest Rally. I went to visit friends and one put me to work. I found myself hosting some events, including the special stage at the end. At one point, I had the center section of the grandstands stand and boo another section that wasn't participating with enough gusto. Great fun. I was fascinated, though, with James Robinson, a Honda engineer who's won 3 B-Spec championships and a Honda Fit. This weekend, he had a completely stocked 4-door Honda Civic. It was so stock, it still had an operating air conditioner and tinted windows. He finished second in two-wheel drive with co-driver Brian Pinza. An added note, Honda got its first global rallycross win Sunday after 2 years of trying. Maybe the rally shop should share some notes with the F1 guys. Peace.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, cat owners, stop killing the earth. Yeah, you heard me right. You've done angelic work by rescuing cats from death row. Now do your part to save the planet. Dump your old clay litter, part of 8 billion pounds of waste clogging up landfills yearly, and go to catspotlitter.com. Order the all-natural, all-organic cat spot litter. It's made of 100% coconut. It's long-lasting. It eliminates odors and only weighs 5 pounds. Oh, and delivered to your door for just $15 a month with free delivery. Hello. Look, unlike old, dusty, heavy clay litter that we're so used to, Cat Spot Litter's work is not over when the litter box needs to be changed. When your Cat Spot Litter has run its course, you dump it in your garden, your lawn, compost it. It contains natural nutrients and absorbs water. You've saved a cat's life. Now go save the planet at catspotlitter.com. Your cat will thank you, and the planet thanks you. Organic, odor eliminating, and just $15 a month. Catspotlitter.com.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Looking for more performance out of your car or truck? Looking to do it without breaking the bank? Then look no further than Lucas Octane Booster. Just one little bottle can increase the boost from your turbocharger while promoting a clean fuel burn for lower emissions.
Lucas Octane Booster is a genuine engine performance enhancer that is safe for turbos, oxygen sensors, and catalytic converters. It stops the knocks while raising MPG in high compression engines. Not bad from one little red bottle.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what? You do.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Amazing story with the next gentleman that joins us here in the Freak Nation. His name is Johnny Rutherford. Three-time Indy 500 champion joins us here in the Freak Nation. And Johnny, out of the gate, we're talking about Fernando Alonso and him coming over to the States, running the Indy 500. Is he a historian for open wheel? Does he realize the importance that you, the Unsers, Mario Andretti, and others have played in not just open wheel here in the States, but in particular across the world?
I'm not sure. I probably,
but I haven't had the opportunity to know whether he even knows us, you know. But I'm sure he does. If you know, he's a race driver, and the racers tend to know other groups and Formula One and sprint cars and midgets and all of that, you know. So it's a fraternity. We all know one another.
And it's the McLaren tie. I understand that. How did McLaren feel that you could add to his success here at the track? Just some of the insight that you may have from the Speedway?
I doubt it. To be quite honest, I think it was just an ambassador, and the fact that I had driven for Team McLaren here for 7 years, won two Indianapolis 500s, and they were coming here to try to win it again. And I think that's the key. I'm proud that they recognized or remembered what I had done here and what the previous team, you know. It's a whole new group at McLaren now. All of the people that I dealt with have either passed on or have faded into history. So it's, you know, it's sad, but time marches on.
Time marches on, but we still have fun no matter what age we are, right? And you come here to Indianapolis. What's one of your favorite things to do, whether it's St. Elmo's Steakhouse or it's a wine over at the hotel? What is it?
To be quite honest, for the last 2 years, this is the best thing that's happened to me, is being involved with McLaren. It's given me something to do. Last year, they retired me as the official pace car driver for the Indy Racing League. I have not had the opportunity to do much since then, and I have a situation back home. My wife has dementia very bad, and dementia is a terrible disease, and the people where the memory care facility she's in takes very good care of her, and I'm happy with that, but it's a whole new program.
Let's give your wife the props that she is due. She was one of those women that said, we women are coming in the pits. You're not going to tell us what we can and cannot do here. We have the brain power just like the guys. Kudos to her, because I don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing right now in motorsports if it wasn't for Betty Rutherford. Seriously.
Well, yes, and I appreciate that, and thank you very much. She did. She wanted to, you know, it wasn't until she saw a couple of gals go in the pit before the race, and she couldn't. So it was like lighting the fuse on a stick of dynamite and trying to figure out how long it's going to take to go off. And she did. She got, you know, she went to bat for the women and got things, and then she was allowed in the pits to time and score. She was worked for McLaren in the timing and scoring department. So, yes, Betty had a lot of accolades.
Johnny Rutherford, it's hard to imagine. It's crazy to think that it's just been in the past 40 years that women were allowed in the IndyCar pits. You and all the people in your generation, Mario, and the Unsers, you are out there driving like crazy, and the rest of the world around you is in another century, in another time lapse. Isn't it valuable to think that the people in charge can open their minds and allow the entire community, half the population, to participate in what you're doing?
That's just the way it was, you know, and we had other things to concern ourselves with in going out on a racetrack and running as fast as the car would take us and doing our job. And so it was the women that my wife that came up with the fact that, hey, why are those girls in there and the rest of the women aren't? And so she pursued that and got it done for the ladies. And it was great, and it was a gold star for Betty, and she was just that type of person. She started the women's group here that was the Kara.
Kara Cherry.
She started Kara, and and she for Eddie Gossage and Bruton Smith down at Texas Motor Speedway, she started the Speedway Children's Charities at the Texas Motor Speedway. So yeah, she's done a lot of neat things, and that's, you know, I'm just so sad that she's not around to receive the accolades that she's deserved.
Johnny Rutherford, crazy things like this pop into my head, but when I was growing up, my parents would tell me, who do you think you are driving that fast? A.J. Fort, Mario Andretti, Johnny Rutherford? When you were growing up and you were driving too fast, who'd your parents refer to? How did they get you to slow down? Did they mention who?
Of course, Mario wasn't around, and A.J. was just getting started. And the youngsters were, you know, locked up in Albuquerque. So it's now that was something that came along later. Who you are, what's, I've been stopped before. I had a pretty hot car, and I legged it off out of a stop sign and on a back street. But there was an officer in his car sitting, watching. Evidently, someone else had done it before. Anyway, I just legged it, and I saw him pull out and turn his light on. And I just eased out of the throttle and slowed down and pulled over to the side of the road and waited on him. And he came up, and he said, "You were going a little fast, weren't you?" I said, "I was just, you know, seeing what you do on this empty street." And he said, he took my license, looked at it. Said, "Rutherford, keep it on the track." Gave me my license back. Then later, much later, several years later, we were on the way to Mid-Ohio driving, and over around Springfield, a state policeman pulled me over again, and I could tell he was young enough that the name on the license didn't mean a thing to him. He didn't know, and I got a ticket.
Did he say, "Who do you think you are, Mario Andretti?"
Oh, no.
Were there times as a teenager, though, that you really tested your skills on the street in a car growing up in Texas?
Yeah, you'd have a tendency to do that. I had a a brand-new 57 Chevrolet in 57. And it was the coupe. It was a nice car. But I was in a hot rod club in River Oaks, Texas, where I live, a suburb of Fort Worth. And one night at the club meeting, one of the guys said, "Hey, I've got to leave early and go help my brother put the engine in his dirt track car." Well, that set me straight up in my chair. I said, "Dirt track car?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "They run every Friday night at the Devil's Bowl Speedway in Dallas." And so I went out with him the next day, and he let me drive the car down the road and back. And boy, that I just had to get started. And I looked for a car, 32 Chevrolet Coupe. Then it was in a closed-up service station in Grapevine, Texas. And it had been a race car once, but I bought it and took it back to the clubhouse, and the guys helped me build my first race car to run it to Devil's Bowl Speedway. Well, I gave away that 57 Chevrolet so I could get out from under the payments so I could go racing.
Johnny, thanks as always for doing this, buddy.
You bet.
How about some Not Much Motorsports here in the Freak Nation?
Not much motorsports.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
The douchebags.
Lose.
Not much motorsports.
The freaks.
Not much motorsports.
And we get it cranking with our good friends at Papa John's. Not sure if you saw this, Freak Nation, but Papa John's employees accused of selling cocaine out of a store. Yep.
Where?
Out of a Papa John's pizza joint.
Where?
Breadsticks and wings weren't the only sides available at Papa John's in Washington State, according to local law enforcement. Two workers made some extra dough by selling cocaine out of a pizza box and pizza boxes in What's that stat?
Extra dough. Yeah, there you go.
Sammamish, Washington, east of Seattle. Now, the employees, of course, weren't identified, but this was a six-month investigation dubbed Operation Extra Olives.
Okay.
It resulted in five people being arrested, including two accused of selling out of Papa John's Pizzeria. What the detectives would do is they'd order a pizza, go out and wait in the parking lot, said the sergeant out of Washington. The employee...
Okay, undercover cops. Yeah. Got it.
Right. Hey, man, here comes a cop. Let's give him some Coke.
Let's give him some Coke pizza.
The employee would bring the pizza out with extra topping in the box, and it would be the cocaine. Residue at the register was one of the significant issues that they... Not issues. It was one of the many areas that they explored to make sure that this was for legit cocaine coming out of Papa John's. Detectives saw some of it on the register there in the store. Ultimately found $28,000 in cash, cocaine, ecstasy, marijuana, oxycodone, LSD, methamphetamine. All of that, good old Papa John's.
Wow. Is Peyton Manning aware of this?
I don't know. Is this one of Peyton Manning's joints?
No, I don't think. He's got so many in Colorado. I don't think he stretches up to the state of Washington.
So
wait a minute. How did they get around snorting the cocaine and the cheese, then the pepperoni? That must have been pretty delicate to get the straw around all that stuff on top of the pizza.
Statman, look, you've read the books, the bios on Ozzy Osbourne and Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue. Those dudes were snorting live ants, urine. So why not, man? Hey, let's grab a little mozzarella with my cocaine and slap it up the old beak.
Wow.
That's how we roll here in the Freak Nation. Not Much Motorsports, brought to you by our good friends at Continental Tire. You log on to ContinentalTire.com to find the right tire for your righteous ride. If you missed James Young of Styx, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Mario Andretti, Johnny Rutherford, all those guys joined us here in the Freak Nation. That's speedfreaks.tv. And as we do every Sunday night in the Freak Nation, remember to shoot the juice to the moose and stat man.
Cut it loose.
Dip!
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Hey, cat owners, stop killing the earth. Yeah, you heard me right. You've done angelic work by rescuing cats from death row. Now do your part to save the planet. Dump your old clay litter, part of 8 billion pounds of waste clogging up landfills yearly, and go to catspotlitter.com. Order the all-natural, all-organic cat spot litter. It's made of 100% coconut. It's long-lasting. It eliminates odors and only weighs 5 pounds. Oh, and delivered to your door for just $15 a month with free delivery. Hello. Look, unlike old, dusty, heavy clay litter that we're so used to, Cat Spot Litter's work is not over when the litter box needs to be changed. When your Cat Spot Litter has run its course, you dump it in your garden, your lawn, compost it. It contains natural nutrients and absorbs water. You've saved a cat's life. Now go save the planet at catspotlitter.com. Your cat will thank you, and the planet thanks you. Organic, odor eliminating, and just $15 a month. Catspotlitter.com.
The Extreme Contact Sport is Continental Tire's newest ultra-high-performance summer tire. Tested to the limits by championship-winning race car drivers, the Extreme Contact Sport satisfies the most demanding driver. This dynamic street tire was built for car enthusiasts and engineered for extreme grip in dry and wet conditions. Whether it's a Sunday drive on the open road or you need to get to and from work, this tire is for what you do. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. That's ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, proud partner with the Freaks.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV TV. MAV TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV TV. It's the answer for those jonesing looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAVTV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.